October 3rd, 1980. This is Teresa Hackabeel interviewing Mrs. Elvie Stein. And I will henceforth refer to her as grandmother. We are sitting at her kitchen table in her home in Real Medina, about 6 miles north of Castroville on the Medina River. I'm interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Right. Okay, Grandma. When were you born? What year?
1492.
April 28th, 1892. That's when Columbus discovered America. Okay. And where were you born?
What do you call it? Well, it's 3 miles anyway.
Yeah, they still call it Cliff.
Yeah, but that was not the name of it. It was the San Jerome.
Oh, really?
San Jerome.
San Jerome, they call it.
Yeah.
I guess so.
And you know, the room in the place,
San Jerome. Yeah, that's him, huh? Mm-hmm. And were you born at home? Not in a hospital, at home. Do you know who it was?
I did know, for the police, she was a terror. No, Lincoln, I believe. Well, I forget the name, but I think it was Lincoln, but I don't know his first name. I did know.
Or Shearheart, you said Shearheart?
She was a nurse, you know. Well, a handself to go around to people in the cold. She was horse and buffet, it's all the handself.
Was she from Castroville?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had a long investigation.
So she came up there.
This is not the thing I know. This
Lincoln.
Question. Uh-huh. It was Lincoln. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, you don't need it.
And who were your parents?
Mother was Josephine Chubb, and Daddy was Joseph Haley, Joseph George Haley. He was a teenager from George. He had his father's name, George.
His father was George Haley.
He was gone. He always went by Joseph G. Haley.
Yeah. Joseph G. Haley. Mm-hmm. And your mother was Josephine Schott.
Josephine L. Schott, I think it was. She was named after her mama. Her mom was named Jessica. Yeah.
What then? Who were her parents? What was her father's name?
Frank Schott.
Frank Schott was her father.
He was named after her mother. Which was her grandmother, was Mickey of Rubin. She wasn't very ill. Oh, she was around 7. But Grandfather Sharp was 97 years old. Almost 100.
And where did he live?
At the settlement. He lived Hoffman.
Where Hoffman lived.
That's where he built his rough house. They lived first. They had an old log house beside the rough house. And they went and tore that down. I don't know what they did to it. That was my real love house. It was a pretty big room, and it had a nice porch and everything. They had it all.
Right up here by the hill.
Yeah, I don't know if it was no room, about 10 yards across to the west. The building is a good room. They had a blacksmith shop in there and everything.
So your grandfather was?
And he?
Frank.
Frank Chubb, and he helped to haul rocks to the San Luis Church
to have it built.
One of them was worth on it and hauled up.
Oh, really?
But I didn't know.
Hi, I didn't know that. Sure.
And Dominic Schott, I think he was, that's what his brother.
His brother was Dominic.
And he was amazing, you know, that he was doing the pastor.
Of the church.
One of them, and the other one, I don't know, because every brother got two boots on the wood.
Do you know an Anton Schott?
He was my uncle.
So he was your grandfather's brother? Oh.
He said his son. They had 12, 13 children. From Stoney, how can we look at it? From Anton.
Stoney.
He had three children, but he wanted to. Nobody said I had lived in any of that family.
Okay. But there was an older Anton Schott. I think maybe he was the first Schott who came over on the ship. This would have might have been your grandpa's father.
And there the one heating and this Dominic Schott. Grandma, she came over, they came over as an orphan. There was two sisters and a brother. That was the Anson, Mrs. Anson, Anson. Their name was Boo.
And they were orphans?
They had lost their mother and the two sisters and the brother.
By themselves?
Yeah, they were not too old. Grandmother, I think. Grandma was 16, 17 years old. But her sister and of course her brother never married either. He lived then with another sister and grandpa. She was married. She just married him.
But your mother married Schott, Frank Schott. Okay, your grandmother. Okay, so you were born in Cliff.
Yeah. It was all time. Grandma was all time. Grandma was usually in the early days.
Okay, what was your dad's occupation? What did he do?
Farmer, and he did trash pecans and whatever he did work.
He had a pecan?
We didn't have a pecan grove, but his father had one down here, that was their home, you know, that old house. The six Hayes boys came over here. Germany, and the father came with him. And then there are also six back sisters that Grandma Hayes came. And so mostly the back girls and the Hayes boys got married. So that's why we're all so closely related.
Everybody, they all married each other. Okay, what language did you speak at home?
Alsatian.
Alsatian.
Yeah, mother and father spoke it. They learned the German catechism. I started speaking English when I started going to school. president. And I do, but
did your teacher at school speak out patient? Sullivan, he said.
Sullivan was his name.
And he taught you how to speak English.
Well, it was just recommend the book for English or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he went forward with his family, you know, up there. Mm-hmm. His family had to keep him a month or it just needs everyone to use them. And he was a sauerkraut eater. That's why I think he was German. Give him a sauerkraut sandwich, 2 pieces of bread, and not a sauerkraut. And
that's what he ate. So he didn't have a place where he lived. He stayed mm-hmm. with the family.
Yes, stayed with the family.
Switched off every month.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Well, then, could your parents speak English? Could your mother and father speak English?
I'm sure they could. I don't know how well they do. Then, you know, when I was little.
Mm-hmm. So you just spoke the English at school then?
Yeah. And that's why we learned to speak English. Yeah, we can speak.
And then our station always at home.
Yeah. And most of the people living around with a patient. Well, then there was the Germans too, like the Woodstock,
mm-hmm.
they spoke German. Sure. So they could understand that.
Was there any kind of hardships or any hard feelings between the Germans and the Alsatians?
Not at all. Everybody was friendly.
Because we've heard in the stories where the Germans looked down on the Alsatians.
Oh, I know of one. She was a spy and she always wanted to make fun, you know, of German or of Alsatian language. And Mama said to her one day, she told us, Mr. Stay, that if from the Dutch sprechen the beer, it's not to end the of this will the else out this lady that starts to come to Mr. Spade. That the Mr. Timothy is it?
Now, can you say that in English? Say that, tell me that.
Well, she told her that I can talk to you in German, speak the German language to you. But you don't want to admit that you can talk. You want to make fun of that Asian language. And he says, I talk Asian, but now I can talk to you. I can speak your language.
Uh-huh.
So you must be dumber than I.
Oh.
Yeah, she wanted to learn about Asian. There's another person around here once that wanted to make fun of that
So the Alsatians were proud, huh,
mm-hmm.
of their language. Your yeah. mother just was a homemaker, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just stayed at home and took care of the family. And
well, what can you do when you get six children?
Okay, you were the eldest, right?
Second oldest. My job was washing dishes.
Every day, huh?
Most of the time. Well, you see, Mom had half health. And we used to wash diapers by the lantern outside.
At night?
Beginning of the night, you know, when the twins were born. And, well, six boys there, and the twins, the two little boys. And then it came to the ten to do. You know, mm-hmm. Mama said on, I said on. So if we couldn't find a diver, we had a walking.
Yeah. Okay, let's tell me who your brothers were and what order they came in.
Ariel
was the oldest.
Mm-hmm. And then was myself.
Uh-huh. Ariel, Elvie,
Rudolph,
Robert, Raymond, and then between the twins.
Wilfred and Milton.
Milton was his name.
And he only lived to be
a year. Okay, we'll talk about him in a minute. So, being the oldest girl, you really had to help your mother.
Yeah, my only work. I milked cows and I shoved cows, took the chickens, took the hung up feed car, we were taking the corn out of the bin, you know, and they were taking only the baby cups and hung the feed corn. We done them in the barrel, and I just so there we came along.
Did the boys mainly stay with your father and help your father?
Yeah, with the oldest boy, well, he was, well, they grew up still in the field, working the field. And there were, you know, the hogs, cows to milk. I could milk cows. I guess I could milk a cow yet if I'd had one. I wouldn't mind it just to get that thing.
Queen,
heavy queen.
Yeah.
So, we're getting this old.
Yeah, this old.
Yeah, what I'm talking.
Yeah, that's okay. So,
you know, we drove to church on Sundays with a buggy and one horse hitch to it, just a small buggy with one seat. Well, we also had a big buggy with two feet, two horses on it. And we take our lunch along when we go to the church and we camp there on the river. You know, there was a tent
by the landmark inn.
That's where we ate dinner and a little party together.
After church.
After church. And then after we had dinner, we drove home again. Well, it's taking, I guess, 2-3 hours to get home.
So it was an all day affair.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go to church every Sunday either. But then we never missed our prayers on a Sunday. I think I told you once before that Dad and Mom would call us in and we'd have the gospel book and just read the gospel to us. And then as we were through with that, we had our mass books. You know, a little prayer book, and we have to read the mass over, and then we kneel down and pray the rosary. So that was our Sundays doing when we couldn't go to church. So we got it.
So how often did you go to church in Catholic?
Oh, let me see, I guess about once every month, and maybe twice a month. It just depended on when there are small children. They couldn't do it at first, you know, when you had a lot, few little ones there, somebody had to stay there and take care of them.
What about a holy days of obligation?
Well, we go to church.
You would go down to Catholic?
Yes, sure, even if everything permitted me, whether it was. And I know Ariel, he was my oldest brother, and we went down in that open buggy with a horse on it, and that day it rained. Oh, we got soaking wet.
It was just you two?
Yeah, us two went that day. It wasn't only the obligation. I think it's the Holy Mary, where it was. And weather stories. We couldn't see the road. We had that one horse. And then we turned in there at that lane, you know, where Frank works up on it. That's going up there to the Bergman, where the Bergmans live. And they gave us some dry clothes to put on. And we were so soaking. But that's the one day I'll never forget. I think we went, we were old enough already to go to.
To go by yourself.
Yeah, and we had to go down there for instruction. You know, the first time.
myself in a mirror. Mm-hmm. Did you ever know of a thing called Sunday houses? People who lived up here or, you know, up, out in the country, who had a house in Castroville that they just
go there for the person that had the room or something where they still there and even got their clothes, you know, changed clothes and so on. I heard of that.
It was
but I couldn't name any special.
Yeah. It was called a Sunday house, and they would either go down on Saturday.
Yeah, stay on. Yeah, I heard of that. Well, I doubt them. Couldn't actually name anybody by name. I don't think that's the name.
Because, did you have to go down to Castroville? Like to get supplies and
groceries.
Yeah, groceries.
Well, for a while we did, but then when Bain built that storage room, Dean Alex Bain was, he had a grocery store there. Then we could only go sit there and get it. But that's pretty long ago.
Otherwise, you had to go to
Alex Bain. Alex was his name. He was married to Sue, and then she passed. Sue was married to him. The first year of her pregnancy there. But a lot of things have happened that I guess I don't remember.
Okay, you
well, were everybody, we had water running in our creek there below the house. We could always go swimming in the summertime there. Most of the time that the creek was running. Isn't that strange? And now I've never run it anymore. Well, we got that lake that's in the lake, that's all the water. It's that one week. But there it was pretty, where all of them did not. Well, and trees stand right in the creek bed and the shade. That was nice.
So you're talking about you swam, you all swam a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do kind of for pastime?
Well,
even after work?
Crocheted my clothes and did some sun holes on the clothes, mama clothes. Wash dishes with a man work. That was barely a turn.
Yeah.
See, somebody had to, after I got to that age. You know. And the boss didn't like to do that thing. Well, there was more on the outside.
Yeah. And you had to help your mother cook.
Yeah. I made bread. Baked bread already when I was 10, 12 years old. Daddy always brought flour home by the barrel, 100 pounds, that's, you know, from San Antonio.
Yeah, of course.
He made that New Year's bread, roll. He did all the baking there is to be done.
He cooked on wood stove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would trade my electric stove for a wood stove if I could get one of these stoves. You know, those iron stoves. They're really baked bread. Well, you can beat a wood stove. But you fire up with wood better.
Uh-huh.
See, I've got baked bread, put bread in the oven, in the wood in the stove when we go to church. And I fill up my when you fire up the wood and put my bread in, and when I come home, my bread was baked till mine. The fire was done. There's enough heat there for to bake my bread. So that's all there was to it. And that's the prettiest white bread you want to see or yeast bread. Well, I had that one stove, yes, when she got married. Down here to have a wood. Well, we didn't have no electricity those days.
some of the meals, or what were some of your favorite meals that your mother would cook at home? You remember your mother as a good cook?
Very hard to beat.
Hard to beat.
What were some favorite meals? Beans and noodles.
Probably on Friday.
Yeah, I don't need to feed that. Homemade noodles. There's a difference between homemade noodles and dog noodles. Like Jerry and I.
Yeah.
And we'd make noodles maybe from, but when I knew, when I was old enough to help make from 12, 13 eggs at one time. And then we'd have noodles left over for some for our supper, and we'd put a dozen eggs on the ground and not put those noodles. They should make some, well, maybe cabbage flour or something with it. Not open up some kind of fish.
Okay.
Of course, my dad went fishing a lot in the days. And being the river was low, they could paint it with paint. And he and Mama's brother, Amos, they went together with a thing, and the same fish out of there, and he'd come with a contest full of fish, all description. And we cleaned those fish and fried them, and then we had a little meat save like we got down there. If only ours was much bigger than we, that we had hanging under the porch. And we made them fish on platters in there, and then had them out in there. They kept for a few days. They were nice. We didn't have no ice out this time. Just we just had a time. Well,
yeah.
Cook it and save it. That was for me too. Mm-hmm. That was like, of course, my dad was a butcher too when we first got married. But he did butcher. He dressed the palms, he butchered, he farmed.
Did he butcher farms, just his family or
no? For he had a love. And then people would come there and buy me too.
Oh, did he do this out of the house, or did he have a little meat house, a smoke house or something?
Well, he got had some kind of something to keep the flowers up. Set a wagon, and he had a butcher box on there. Well, we had strings on and drove around. Some people came without the meat. You know, you should have known. I don't guess you remember it when we were in the butcher shop. I passed it all the things around.
No,
I don't know.
But your dad did that.
That was at the beginning of his when they first got married. And then also he went down here and trashed the comb. He trashed the comb so that in the Niagara Valley down here. He had a long few years, so he trashed the comb up the Niagara. And they would come up and visit us, Mr. and Mrs. Magdalene, in an old wagon. You know them farm wagons?
Mm-hmm.
They got, I don't know what they were, three of them,
yeah,
with them. 4 wheels on there and 2 mules on there. So they come up there. And the wagon and visit with us. And she, Mrs. Nagler, she made so many quilts, you know, by hand.
Uh-huh.
And oh, I think she had about 2 dozen that she just patched and laid them away then and started another. They done, she got some of the scraps, you know, my mama's post there, that was all. She said, oh, you're good. I don't know how many quilts she made. A lot of
you make quilts at home too.
Yeah,
we quilt at
home. I make several of them. And they just we have some pretty ones, but I'm lost of memorial of the quilts that we, you know, mom and myself, we could have a frame and we'd sit down and pick the wrong quilt out of it and then quilt it until we were finished. I was on one side and she was on the other. That was fun. I loved the quilt.
Yeah. Okay, we were talking about food. Let's get back to that. So what were some other meals that you remember? What was a really special meal?
Maybe I shouldn't have started on this one.
That's fine. What was a really, what was a really special meal? Like you had company coming.
Well, we usually had meat. Along from the office. When we didn't get meat from the butcher, we killed a calf or a cow, raised hogs, and then we cured ham, bacon, salad. God, I wish we had a little house that had screens on the salad chest. A lot of chicken,
So you always had meat.
No meat, we always had the corned beef. And we didn't have to suffer from the time of meat. Meat was cheap those days. I didn't put more than that. Well, 10, 15 cents a pound. Those days, I doubt if they ever come back again. No, we can eat the cheese like we did years ago.
Okay, let's talk about Christmas. How do you remember Christmas when you were little at home?
Well, we had a little Christmas tree. That's how I remember it. That's what they always said and all the things to us, that we had our little Christmas tree. Then, well, Mom would go ahead and bake cookies, you know, and drink them with the covered sugar and hang them on the